Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, in this week's episode, we're going to be talking about Color Red, which is more or less the title song for 2008's Red EP. And so we'll give a listen to Color Red from 2008's Red EP and then talk a little bit about it on the other side.
Just a Dodge, and she was just a co-ed going west. The mountains calling her were from a poster pinned above her desk. A friend had called her and told her Colorado air was best for making up your mind and finding time and finding time and finding time, taking time to rest.
And I am just the man who said she this state, I'll clear my head. I'm Amarillo yellow, she's Colorado color red.
Says the mountain lakes are great for water skiing with her friends. I'm lying in my bed, imagining her laughter and her grin. She's just a state away, or two or three, which route it just had been. She's counting her beginnings, I'm just counting all the time, the time until this ends.
And I am just the man who said she clears this state, I'll clear my head. I'm Amarillo yellow, she's Colorado color red.
With any luck, I'll find her with a smile. Perhaps she'll let me stay for just a day, for just a little while. Is it the altitude that makes me dizzy, or is it her style? I pass another marker on my way, I'm on my way. A bit more time, just another mile.
And I am just the man who said she clears this state, I'll clear my. She's Colorado Color Red.
Now that was Color Red from 2008's Red EP. And just a little note about the time frame, the setting for this. Put together this EP in 2008, right after we were able to finally move back to Spearfish, and I did all the recording on this album. Kind of marks the transition from the digital recorder that I was using before, which is kind of even though it's digital, it has a real analog feel. It's not software driven so much. And then after this album, I began using GarageBand software, Mac stuff, and so. But this was the last of the digital recorder albums, and so for that reason, it was I was somewhat limited. But I still aspired to quite a bit in this album. The album itself, the Red EP, was mostly older songs that I had on cassette that I had never recorded and put into a CD form or released digitally. And so I pulled together a whole bunch of songs that were written between 1986 and probably 1995 or 96, something like that. But were only existed on cassette, and so I wanted to do fresh arrangements of those. But I also wanted to write a new song to go along with the title. All the songs had something in one way or another connected with the color red. So I thought I'd write a color red song. And I wanted it to still connect with the time frame of these other songs. So I wrote about something that I had only written a little bit about, but not directly, that happened in 1986, which is the theme of the song. And it is somewhat autobiographical, although I deviate a little bit from some of the facts just to make the song. But in 1986, my current wife and I, we were not married at the time. We were engaged and had been for a while. We were to be married. And for various reasons, including a set of cold feet, that did not happen. And we spent then that summer mostly apart. She went briefly to Iowa. I stayed in Lubbock, Texas, which is where I was living at the time. And then she went to stay with her good friend who lived in Colorado, in Grand Junction. And Colorado, should be noted, Colorado is a place that she had dreamed about living for ever, probably from age 3 or 4. And so it was a real dream come true for her to be able to live with her best friend there in Colorado for the summer and do all the Colorado sightseeing and stuff like that. I, on the other hand, got a job counseling at a camp, which later became very important, of course, but it was down in New Mexico. And we spent the summer apart, communicated some, saw each other once, and then we both came back to college in Lubbock to finish up. And happily ever after, we got married the following summer. So cold feet, got over those. They were not my cold feet, but I certainly do not blame her for having cold feet about me. But worked through a lot of important things, I think, for both of us as a couple, but also individually that summer. So this song really is about that experience, about my sorrow, my angst that summer as we were broken up. And I was saying, I was thinking, oh my goodness, what have I done? Is this going to work out? Is it have I just lost the best thing that ever happened to me? And you know, so. That's the context for this. The other context that might be important, in 2008, when I was working on these, I was also, thanks to my, both my daughters, were very into Fleet Foxes right then at the time. So I was listening to a lot of Fleet Foxes and really lovely, lovely stuff. And wonderful male harmonies, vocal harmonies and things like that with a lot of reverb. And so anyway, that was probably influencing a little bit of the style of the entire album and particularly this song as well. So let's take a look at the song. Color Red, I've already said a lot of the songs I recognized that had this connection with the color red. And so I began really with a title, and I wanted to figure out how does that fit in, this idea of red, with telling this story. Well, believe it or not, and you probably know this already, Colorado means color red. Colorado, the name for the state where she lived that summer was color red. Now, I was living in Lubbock, and Lubbock doesn't really mean anything that I know. But just north of Lubbock, another place where I have lived very close to, Amarillo means yellow. So there I had it, the seed for the song. I thought about, what does red represent? Well, it represents love. It represents also adventure. It can represent anger and frustration, but adventure, going out, doing something, which is kind of what she did. What does yellow represent? Well, generally speaking, you know, it could certainly represent some positive things, happiness, gold, value, but quite often it represents cowardice. So that kind of became the germ of the song. So we'll take a look at this and take a look at the lyrics, and then talk just a little bit about the a little more about the music, and call it an episode. First verse: her car was just a Dodge, and she was just a co-ed going west. The mountains calling her were from a poster pinned above her desk. A friend had called her and told her Colorado air was best for making up your mind and finding time and finding time and finding time, taking time to rest. So Cheryl had a Dodge 024 at the time, which was our first vehicle once we were married, our first reliable vehicle once we were married. But she took that Dodge 024 across multiple states all by herself to Colorado to go live with a friend and have a mountain adventure for a summer, and to make up her mind, to find time and space to figure some things out. We get in then to the chorus. And I am just the man who said, she clears this state, I'll clear my head. I'm Amarillo yellow, she's Colorado, color red. So here we are. I guess she had some things that she was pursuing that she needed to figure out, that she needed to work through, that she needed to determine for herself. I, on the other hand, was the one who kind of was waiting, kind of sitting around, hoping, fingers crossed. So in this song and in the reality, she was taking the proactive stance. I somewhat was taking the wait-and-see stance, which may lean slightly into cowardice. Verse 2. She says the mountain lakes are great for water skiing with her friends. I'm lying in my bed imagining her laughter and her grin. She's just a state away or two or three, which route it just depends. She's counting her beginnings. I'm just counting all the time, the time until this ends. So we did communicate some, and she sent some letters. We talked on the phone occasionally. I did get to hear a little story about her going water skiing, her and her friend going water skiing with a couple of guys. And so, of course, you know what that does to a guy who's hoping she's going to come back. But that was okay. That's what the summer was about. The summer was about her sorting through what she needed in her lifelong partner, you know. And fortunate for me, me sorting through it as well, although I didn't initiate that. But it was a good sorting time for both of us. She's counting her beginnings. I'm just counting the time until this ends. And that gets back to that cowardice, just waiting it out, just biding my time, hoping it all comes back together. And we get back to the chorus. I'm just a man who said, she clears this state, I'll clear my head. I'm Amarillo yellow, she's Colorado color red. And we get into the bridge, which has a very different feel, very very different feel. Goes very minor, and the vocal is very distant, hard to even understand. We stay with the colors though. We stay with the colors. I'm black and blue with your love. Don't know what state I'm in, but nothing hurts like true love. Just let it in with time, time, in time. And so the idea is here, you know, kind of staying with the hook, the colors. I'm black and blue. I'm wounded with your love. I don't know what state I'm in. We're talking about states, but we're also talking about state of being. But nothing hurts like true love. Just let it in. So the soothing thought here is, if it's really painful, it must be the real deal. So, last verse. In my Toyota truck, with any luck, I'll find her with a smile. Perhaps she'll let me stay for just a day, for just a little while. Is it this altitude that makes me dizzy, or is it her style? I pass another marker on my way. I'm on my way. A bit more time, just another mile. So this is where we go a little bit fictional. Now, I did take a bus trip, which I actually wrote another song about, to visit her in Iowa before she went to Colorado that summer, right at the beginning of the summer. I never did make it to visit her during the summer, though. We stayed in communication. The Toyota truck, I did get a Toyota Land Cruiser right there at the end of the summer. When she came back to college in Lubbock, which is where I was at, we were both back, that blue Toyota Land Cruiser was our vehicle, along with the Dodge 024. This verse is sort of what I wanted to do. I wanted to just jump in a vehicle and just drive there and just show up and just say, Hey, you're mine. Let's get back together. We're meant for each other. But instead I bided my time. And things worked out. We're 33 years down the road from our actual wedding in 1987, and couldn't ask for anything more. And I'm glad this little episode happened. It made things much clearer once we did finally tie that knot. We enter into the final chorus here. And I'm just the man who said, she clears this state, I'll clear my head. I'm Amarillo yellow, she's Colorado red. And I am just the man who said, she clears this state, I'll clear my head. I'm Amarillo yellow, she's Colorado color red. And of course, at the very end, as you heard, I was really, and I guess I was just so happy about how the vocals and the harmonies turned out that I decided to just close it off with a little swell of the vocal harmonies there, kind of a male quartet a cappella style there at the end, and then fade that out, which was really great. So that's the song, and I think it's a song really about knowing that sometimes there's a time to go ahead and jump in and go forward. And sometimes, especially when you're in a partnership with somebody else, there's a time when you got to take a little more time. And you can't jump to conclusions. Now, this incident could have ended up differently. It might have ended up with us not getting back together. It might have ended up with us going separate ways. And I have to believe that had that happened, that would be okay as well. But as it is, I can be 110% thankful that that's not the way it happened, because that's not the way it happened. And we have our family, we have our history, we have our daughters, we're about to have a grandchild. We're all of the things that make up my life that happened because we had this experience and we got married a year later than we were originally planning to. But we worked through it and got together still, and that's what matters. So, just a little bit about the music. Like I said, I was being influenced quite a bit by Fleet Foxes. There's some piano in there, which is how the song really started. I aspired to do a lot of piano stuff in this EP, and that was the basis for the beginning of the song. Acoustic guitar, mandolin in there, which are all elements of that Fleet Foxes kind of palette. The shift to that minor, far off, distant, lots of reverb sort of thing. If you know much about Fleet Foxes and their style, especially in the studio, those are elements that I drew from them. And so there we have it. Color Red, a visit back to a painful situation that turned out just perfect. So that's a kind of a lesson in itself. Well, thank you for joining me for another episode. You can find all my music and all my lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com. You can also stream me on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon, anywhere you like to buy, download digital music or stream digital music. You can find me there. Just search for Scott Simpson. There are a couple of other Scott Simpsons out there. Just make sure you get the right one. It's been a great episode, a nice time for me to revisit this. I hope that your spring is going well. Our spring is going very wet. We live at our house, and our studio is on the other side of Spearfish Creek. Spearfish Creek is way up, so high we can't get across it even with a nice big 4x4 truck. So we're just hanging out and making the best of it. And making podcasts. So take care of yourself, and hope your social distancing is going well, and stay well and be well.